This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Magic the Gathering Fallout decks have been touted by Hasbro's CEO as one of the best-selling Commander sets ever. It's Thursday, April 25th, and this is IGN News. The Fallout Magic the Gathering crossover collection is probably Magic's most successful Commander set of all time, according to Hasbro's CEO Chris Cox. The entertainment company's head spoke about the success of its latest collaboration project during its Q1 2024 earnings call. During a Q&A segment, he explained that, while the set was well-received, Commander sets can't be compared one-to-one with Premier sets. I would say Fallout has been a great set, Cox said. I'm a little bit of a fanboy, so I'll try not to preen a little bit too much. I've been playing it since the 90s, but it's probably our best-performing Commander set ever, whether it's a Universes Beyond set or not. However, Commander sets tend to be quite a bit smaller than our overall Premier sets, so you have to weight that accordingly. He continues, explaining that Magic the Gathering is in a pretty healthy place as engagement reaches pre-pandemic levels. That's thanks in part to Fallout, as well as the recently released Outlaws of Thunder Junction Commander set. Commander sets don't quite compare to Premier sets, which include things like the franchise's massively popular Lord of the Rings collaboration from last year. Magic crossovers fall under the company's Universes Beyond banner and encompass past releases like the Stranger Things, Tomb Raider, Warhammer 40,000, and Evil Dead sets. Cox is confident that future crossovers, including the upcoming Final Fantasy and Marvel sets, will reach the same heights Hasbro saw with Lord of the Rings. The Fallout series has wormed its way into a few different mediums recently. While Magic introduced card versions of some iconic faces from the games, Bethesda brought the franchise to the world of TV with its Fallout show on Amazon Prime. We gave the spinoff series a 9 out of 10 in our review, so be sure to check it out while we wait to see what's next from the Bethesda post-apocalyptic universe. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Magic the Gathering updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.